Let's Hashem continue with Maral, Tiferes Yisrael, Sashir number 2. We learned in the beginning, it's a little chazara. Our goal now is to go a little deeper with part of the Mefarshim and Gemaras and the different Marals that Rabbi Hartman brings down on the bottom of the Sefer. The main yisoid that the Maral is telling us here in the Hagdama to Tiferes Yisrael, we are on the Beis in Rabbi Hartman edition. The Maral is telling us that Torah is for everyone. And he emphasizes this in the pasuk which we say a few times during the week, V'zoyisa Torah she'asam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. Why does the pasuk say lifnei? You could give us the same exact message, V'zoyisa Torah she'asam libnei Yisrael. And the Maral tells us, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Torah is a chayfetz munach, the Torah is waiting for everyone to come and take it. And we have to ask the question, why is Maral writing this? Why is Maral writing this?
I love that question.
Thank you. So, in other words, let's explain the question. It's not the Gur Aryeh that he is coming to explain Rashi on Chumash. It's not on Yom Tovim. It's not his Sefer on Shabbos, which unfortunately we don't have. Okay, if you look in Hakdama, I think he's maybe over here to Tiferes Yisrael. He explains how there are some, unfortunately, we don't have from Maral, because he referenced to it. Why is Maral talking about this topic over here? That you should know, the Torah is not just for the elite of the elite, but it's for every single person in Klal Yisrael. And we saw that because people think that it's not shaykh to them. People think it's not for me. It's for the rabbis. It's their, we'll call it their job to know the halacha or to know whatever they have to know. And if I'll ask a question, I'll go ask them. That's one mistake the Maral is coming to address that's incorrect. And there's another mistake. People are sometimes afraid. They're afraid. That's what he's really focusing on over here. And that's why he explains we make the bracha la'asek v'divrei seira, not lilmoid divrei seira. The asek, the involvement, that itself is shaykh to everyone. Whether or not we get right pshat, that's a different story. But we explained last week, like Kel Goymer Alai, was that the pasuk we said? No, Diglu Alai Ava. We said Diglu Alai Ava, that even if we don't get the right pshat, you're learning with your chavrusa, and your chavrusa tells you how he proves to you after the fact how your mom is so wrong, but your pshat went up to Shemaim, Hashem took it, Hashem hugged it, and Hashem kissed it, and so Hashem said, I love it. Now, it's wrong, but I still love it. Why? Because you were Isaac in Torah.
So that's what
the Maral said last week. Now, I want to go back and share with you a beautiful Gemara, which I was looking up this morning on Shabbos, this afternoon on Shabbos. And we're going to start once again from the beginning. This is the Torah Shasam Moshe, Moshe placed Lifnei in front of Bnei Yisrael. Hakosav Hazeh Roitz Leiman. This pasuk wants to teach us. Ki Atoyer Chevetz Munach. Kol HaRoitz Eliskeis Bo. Whoever wants to come and Mizoich in it, Yitzkeba, can come and do so. L'kach Loi Omar Asher Som Libnei Yisrael. That's why it doesn't say Libnei Yisrael. Rak Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. Now let's take a look over here. For those who have Rabbi Harman edition, it's number 2. And he brings Gemara in Yuma, Dafayim Beis. And the Gemara says as follows. Shloisha zirim hein. What's a zir? A zir, I brought my Mishkan Sefer to show you what a zir is. On top of the Aron Kodesh, you see over here this little crown. It's called a crown.
Zir, yeah.
The zir on top of the Aron Kodesh.
Yeah.
That goes around.
Yeah.
Okay? These are called a zer. So the Gemara tells us there are 3 zerim. There's a zer on the Shulchan, on the Mizbeach, and on the Aron. Okay? And each correspond to something else. So the Gemara says over here now like this. It's a Yuma Ein Bezim at Bez, a little past the middle. Shlosh zerim hein. Shal Mizbeach, v'shal Aron, v'shal Shulchan. There's a crown around the Mizbeach, there's a crown around the Aron, and there's a crown around the Shulchan. Shel Mizbeach, the crown of the Mizbeach, is Zocho Aroin, Aroin HaKoyin, Benotnoi. And he took it. He married it, and that's for him and his descendants. Shal Shulchan, what's the crown for the Shulchan for? Zocho David, Benotnoi. That's Malchus. And he took it. Shal Aroin, the crown of the Aroin, Adayin Munachu.
Still sitting there,
present. It's still sitting there, just like you said earlier from the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Vav. That it's a chevetz munach. Kol haroitz elikach yovav yikach. Whoever wants it can come and take it. So Rashi says in Shmois, v'harei zor zer shel oroin moir al keset Torah. The zer of the oroin, the crown of the oroin, represents keset Torah, which is exactly what we're talking about over here. Because the Torah is a chevetz munach, whoever wants it can come and take it. And this is the maral over there. And I'm sorry, this is maral in Derech Achaim, Derech Achaim, Perik Dal Mishni Yadalit. And he quotes as follows. Keser Torah, so now we're learning the maral in Perik Yavos. Keser Torah is nivdelis min Adam. Now the word nivdelis is a maral word which comes up every single page kamat. Separated. There's a yisoy, the very important fundamental principle when it comes to Limra Torah. Why is Talmud Torah connected to Kulam? Why is Talmud Torah the greatest mitzvah, the way the Maral explains it? So, there's the Gra. The Gra says, because you could do the mitzvah Talmud Torah, the Chavetz Chaim brings down, how many words can you say in a minute? You can say a lot of words in a minute. So, you're fulfilling so many mitzvahs as a deraisa in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, hundreds of words, hundreds of deraisas. That's the Gra. I believe that's the Chavetz Chaim brings the Gra like this. The Maral explains, this is Maral's explanation, every mitzvah you do has a koyach of a gufnius dik shaykhus to it. For example, you take a lulav and you do a mitzvah. Right. You make a sher kiddushonu, the mitzvah yisov itzivon, you make a bracha on a lulav. You make a bracha on a tefillin. You're taking something physical and you're elevating it. If you make the bracha on a lulav today, you're doing nothing good but making a bracha vatala. Tomorrow morning, we'll make a bracha in our tefillin, and we're connecting, elevating that animal skin, hide, that was turned into tefillin. But it's a physical that we're elevating. Torah is kuloi sichli. 100% it's nivdol from the gashmi, from the guf. So it's a high madrega. One of the major benefits of learning this limud, specifically Tiferes Yisrael, right over here, of the glory of the Torah, is it gives the person the haracha, the value of what is Torah. Right? They say of the story, I don't know if it's ever true or not, but of the boys playing ball, and they lost the baseball. It happens to me, my boys all the time. Ah, but we lost the ball. So my house, though, we just got recently a whole box of like 12 more balls. So we are having to catch my son. Ah, can't find the ball. Okay, so I said to school, Baruch Hashem, we found the ball. Okay, so the story goes where the boys are playing ball and they can't find the ball. They lost the ball in the bushes. I'll tell you, just interrupt the story a second. One time my boys were so upset about the bushes, they started cutting down the bushes. My neighbor calls my wife. What are your boys doing? They're cutting down the bushes between our house. So, okay. They were looking for the ball.
Or just take a box of balls, a little easier than cutting.
So, the story is that the boys lost their ball. They went... They couldn't find it. One of the boys had an idea. He goes to his father's study, and he sees a ball there. Takes out the ball. He sees some schmutzes on the ball. Oh, perfect. He takes it out of the case.
Right.
And they have a catch with it. They bang it around. And when they're finished, they're going back into the house, and the father comes home. And the father's like, what are you boys doing? Oh, we were just playing some ball. We found a dirty ball you had in your study. Dirty ball? What? I didn't have a dirty ball in my study. What are you talking about? And they show him, yeah, you see this dirty, somebody wrote something on it. No. My Mickey Mantle autographed baseball? That's what you... He looked at the ball. It's all smashed up. The boys didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what they're throwing around, smashing autographed Mickey Mantle, mint condition. It was a mint condition.
Number seven.
So what's the name show? They didn't value what it means to have an autographed baseball. of making it, the value of what that could be worth. Lahavdil, the more a person values what the Torah is, his every millisecond is thinking and learning, is walking and learning, his life, everything is learning. No matter what he does, no matter what his occupation is, that's exactly the Maharal's point. No matter what his occupation is, he's a yid. His shaychus to Torah is as great as anyone else. His shaychus. Now, if he's in the middle of working, he's a brain surgeon, he's doing his brain surgery, he better be thinking about the brain surgery.
Right. That's chanuch.
The chanuch. Right.
Walking
right.
With God.
That's right. He tied the knots, every knot. He was a shoemaker. Right? I think that's what he was. He was a shoemaker.
Yeah.
And every knot he did. So listen further. Listen to what Maharal says here now in Pirkei Avos. Keser Torah is nevdelis min Adam, haseichel nivdel min Adam, v'dover ze romza ha-Torah b'mashe b'keser shel shulchan k'siv. So the Keser Torah is separated from the person. The seichel is separated, is different from the person, is nivdel, that's a better word, right? And this can be hinted to now, which the Pasuk says, v'asisa loy, by the shulchan, the Pasuk says, v'asisa loy, Zer Zahav. You should make for it a Zer, a crown. By the Mizbeach, the Zer Mizbeach says, Vasi Saloi. So the Maharal is Medayik. And I saw Tosis HaRosh also. I saw today Tosis HaRosh also brings us down as well, the same language. I will Eitzel HaOroin, Ksiv, Vasi Salov. Not Loi. You should make on it. What's the difference? When it comes to the Shulchan, when it comes to the Mizbeach, it says loy, to it, on it, right? When it says by the Oroin, olav, on top of it.
Change of language there.
Change of language, olav. He has the yud vav. V'yadua, ki loshin olav, says the Maral, mashmashu nivdol mimenu. What we say? We say the Torah is nivdol. Olav is a code word, which means nivdol, separated. Mimenu, from it. Ava milas loy, hu milas kinyan. Loy, lamed vav, means an acquisition. This is the way the Maharal is explaining. Shaloy means it's yours. Loy, it's yours. Ein nivdol mimenu. It's not separated. Something which is nivdol means it's not mine. V'zeu shomru, that's Gemara Yuma says. So now this is the Maharal in Pirkei Avos, quoting the Maharal that we just said, the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Beis, Keser Kohuna Zocha by Aroin Vizaroi. The Keser Kohuna, the crown of being a Kohen, that's for Aaron the Kohen and his descendants. Keser Malchus Zocha by David Vizaroi, David Melch and his descendants. Keser Shel Toira Munach Kol Aroitze Lisko is by Yiske. Upirish Zeh. What does that mean? It's Munach, and whoever wants can take it. The keser kohuna, for the keser, the crown of kohuna, tzorich hachonam yuchedes. You need a special hachona, a special preparation. Ulekach zocha badavka Aaron v'zarei. That's why specifically Aaron and his descendants merited to have this kohuna. Sheheim uchonim davka lezeh. They're specific and designated for this task of kohuna. V'chein keser malchus, the keser, the crown of malchus. Tzorich lekeser zeh hachonam yuchedes.
Yeah.
You need a special hachana preparation for this. V'zocha b'keser zed David v'zarei, David and his descendants. Now, there's of course a question: what do you mean that preparation? It's the grandfathers have been grandfathered in. Okay, that's not for now, but that's a question to ask. One could say because David grandfather, that was the hachana he made. Aaron he grandfathered in,
and okay. Not Shaul, interesting.
And not Shaul. That's right. So that's a whole another topic. Ki hei muchanim lezeh. Now listen to this. Umibnei kach asher muchon lekeser zois einay muchon ela acheres. Umibnei kach, and because of this, asher muchon lekeser zois einay muchon ela acheres. Aval keser toira, but keser toira nei hashak keser hazois, the crown of toira, who has seichel, hanivdol min adam. It's the seichel that's nivdol from the person. Ein tzarich bezek hachana. You don't need hachana. You don't need a special preparation, and therefore it's shaykh to everyone. That's why it's munachas in front of everyone. Ki ein tzorich hachana. You don't need hachana. And that's why you see the pasuk, the Maral is so beautifully telling us, that's why the pasuk said a love on it. To come to tell us, it's not yours.
So why does 3,000 years have to go
by? Let me just finish it. Hakol nirmas b'mashik v'keser hazois ksiv olav.
Right.
Okay. I want to ask a question. I want to hear your question. And the question I want to ask is like this. Sometimes you have a painting that is, I'm just giving an example, that says on the back of the painting, number 1 of 1,000. So what does that mean? There are only 1,000 of those paintings in the whole entire world. So what does that create for that painting? Something miyuchadik, very special. Isn't there room to ask, if the Torah is for everyone, maybe it lowers its chashivas? As opposed to when the Kohanim go to Dochin, because there are no Kohanim in the room here right now, and when the Kohanim go to Dochin, and us Yisraelim are sitting there and standing there, that's very special for them. And the Levium leave, and who's left? Just the Yisraelim. The proud Yisraelim, be proud to be Yisrael. But still, the Maisa.
There's 70 nations that aren't shaykh to the Torah.
So the emes is, the Maral explains that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked everyone if they wanted Torah. Ready for this? The Maral explains that they were shaykh to it. Because mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're shaykh to it. Only mitzad the Mekabel, and now it's only Klal Yisrael's. But originally,
right, the Gemara over there in Shabbos, whatever it is.
But the Zohar is one Gemara. But Lamaisa, originally, because it came from Hashem,
and they're telling Malachim also,
and so they had the opportunity to have a shaychus to it. Now, once we're the Mekabel, but you hear the question. The question is, if it's for everyone, doesn't that now lower?
Does Maral make a difference between the Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebaal Kasav here at all, or no? Because the Torah Shebaal Kasav was written in 70 languages on all the stones in Eretz Yisrael, and you can even teach Torah to the Torah Shebaal Kasav to the Bnei Noach.
I don't see any difference. I don't see a chilek from what I've seen over here.
It makes the question stronger, because it seems like there is a shaykhus that remains. Afal Pikein, that they said that they don't want the Torah.
Right.
So they're still meshubit to the seven mitzvot.
Oh, 100%.
And we're supposed to teach them the Torah Shebaal Kasav.
Right. That's shaykh to them. The mitzvah that's shaykh to them. Correct. So, you had a question also.
Well, that was years ago.
Yes.
That was years ago.
So the question that was just asked is that, this is that the Maral is bringing this up to the table now. Is it that people didn't know about this? Is it that, I'm just repeating it for the...
Yeah, sure.
Is it that he's mechadish now because it was forgotten, or what's the understanding of it, right? I said it correctly?
That's it.
So, perhaps, to answer the question, there was a Yerida Sadaris.
Yeah.
And the Maral came and felt and said, this is where we had to come to mechazik. that people don't know that it is shaykh to everyone.
Right.
Now, like I said, the Tosfos HaRosh, he explained the olav as well, just like the Maral did. Yeah. Tosfos HaRosh was hundreds of years before the Maral.
Check the wall. When is it?
Right? So...
He's not there.
So that's not a... It could be that the Maral is specifically coming to mechazik his generation, and he didn't know that in Bala Kinwood, Pennsylvania, Tavshin Pei Gimel, we're going to be learning Tveris Yisrael in your beautiful house. Okay,
right.
He didn't know that.
Right.
Okay, but the koyach of what you have in front of us, the message is the Dayer Ders.
Unbelievable.
So that could be a mahalach that they didn't know it beforehand,
right?
But they had to come to mechazik it.
Makes sense.
Okay, another question. Okay, back on top. So we see over here this concept that the Torah is shaykh to everyone. The kesed, the crown, is for everyone. And I want to point something else out. What's the word that we said is used to have a crown? What's the word here? We didn't use the word keser.
Zar. Zer?
Zer.
Zer.
What is a zar? Azar, what's Azar?
Strange, outsider.
Foreigner, outsider, stranger.
Removed.
In other words, many times you have, it says a Kohen could do the Avodah, but not a Zar. Okay? The difference between a Zer and a Zar is a little drop of ink that you change the Nakuda a little from a Tzere to a Zar is a Kometz, right? It's a little more, it's bedafka like this. First of all, the Gemara over there talks about the Kriyan Ksiv has a different point to mention. I want to just bring out that this is exactly the word a person feels. I'm a stranger. I'm not shaykh to it. I'm a czar.
Right.
The Torah says, no, it's a zer. It's for everyone. That crown can be yours. You hear what's going on?
Absolutely.
It's the same exact word, just a little different, right? It's a different nekuda. You are not a czar. It's a zer. It's a crown for you. That's a starting point with everything.
It seems strange, but
it's very good.
But when you got to get in there,
it seems strange. Right. You know, the times you start a limud, you start learning, and like, wow, I never knew I knew Chinese,
right?
Because it's all Chinese to me. Okay, it's all Greek, right? I don't know what's going on over here. And then you continue, try it again, and the mesikos haTorah, the sweetness of the Torah, when it comes clear, is unbelievable. I see, you know what I'm talking about, right? The difficulty, you start a sugya. You're learning whatever you're learning, whatever the topic might be. And you have no idea. You have no idea what's going on. And then you work on it again, and then you get shot. And they're like, wow, my brain works, Baruch Hashem. I can understand what the Torah is saying. The first step we have to know into entering into the world of Torah, it's yours. It's shaykh to you if you want it. And that's what the Maral is telling us. L'kach lo yomar asher som l'bnei Yisrael, rak l'fnei b'nei Yisrael. K'may dover hamunach l'fneihim. Kol haroitze l'uskois zoiche bo. He brings in Parashas Mishpatim, number 4. I mean, I can see every single footnote here, but there are some I want to share with you. And the purpose of why he wrote the Sefer Rabbi Hartman with all these footnotes is to help us understand what's going on. These are the Mishpatim. Pasha begins Mishpatim. Asher tossim a place lifneihim before them. Says Rashi, Asher tossim lifneihim kishulchan ha'aruch, like a table which is set. You come into the house, it's a set table. Umuchan le'echol lifneihodim, and it's prepared. Lefnei ha'adam, before the person. What's the key word we keep on seeing over here? Lefneihem, lefnei. Zois had Torah asher saw Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael. Explains the Maral in Gur Ari over there. K'moy shulchan ha'aruch lefnei ha'adam muchan le'echol. Just like a table is prepared for a person ready to eat. Shezeh nikru legamri lefnei ha'adam. Kevan shuhu aruch umuchan le'echol. And that's his understanding over here as well. That it's lefnei b'nei Yisrael. It's prepared before you to eat and enjoy as well. Kol haroitze liskois zoich bo. Pirush, what does this mean, pirushoi? Number 5. Mafas ha'roimus ha'toyrah. Ha'toyrah nimsis el kol b'nei Yisrael. Kol b'nei ha'odam. As we mentioned earlier. Because of the greatness of the Torah, this is a very important piece I want to share with you now. The Torah is shaykh el kol b'nei ha'adam. As the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah says, and daf beis and beis. Shakosh Baruch Hu hikzir es ha'Torah al kol ha'umais. Shakosh Baruch Hu went around to all the nations of the world. We all know the story. V'rak Yisrael hiskimu l'kabla. Only Klai Yisrael accepted it. Said, yeah, we want it. Naseh v'nishma. Says the Maral in Chiddush HaGodos in the Avodah Zarah. Ki ha'Torah hi mitzah Hashem Yisbarach. The Torah is mitzvah Hashem. How does Tilm start?
Ashrei Ish.
Ashrei Ish Asher Holach. Ashrei Ish Asher Loyach. Right? And then it says, V'sorosoy Yehga Yomam V'layla. Pasuk Beis begins, Ki M'soros Hashem Cheftsoy V'sorosoy Yehga Yomam V'layla. So look at the words, how Pasuk Beis begins. Ki Misiris Hashem, whose Torah is it? It's Torah Hashem. Then the pasuk changes that. It says, "Uvesoyra soy," and his Torah, Yehege Yom Veloid. So let me ask you a question. Is it Hashem's Torah or our Torah? It says, Ki imit Torah Hashem, Torah Hashem. So it's Torah Hashem. Uvesoyra soy. Explain the Mepharshim.
His becomes yours.
Once he toils in the Torah, it's his Torah.
That's beautiful.
I just got the chills.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay.
That's what we saw by the Tilmashir.
Just pass it around here.
Yeah, that's what we saw by the Tilmashir. You hear this? It's Hashem's Torah. When it can be yours. On the way to go learn, I'm at the red light. To go by Masad, I'm at the red light. And then my boys are talking like, is that a Lamborghini or is that a Maserati?
That's what boys did that too?
Everybody's boys.
Non-stop. So what do I look to my, I'm at the light, the red light. What do I see? I said, boys, it's a Jeep. I see this white Jeep passing. I don't know what they're talking about. So then after the light turns, I don't know how they noticed it. Then the light turns green. And I'm like, oh, I see what you're talking about. Let me tell you, it was a Lamborghini. A white Lamborghini, right. Getting gas, you know? Right. So just like, you know, I always tell my boys, wow, look at that. The white Lamborghini has to get gas.
Also has to stop and get gas.
Also has to get gas. Look at that. He's at the red light. Like, we have to stop at the red light, you know? And unbelievable. He has four wheels. Like, we have four wheels. Wow.
But he has 12,
he has
12 cylinders.
He has 12 cylinders. Yeah, okay. He also paid a lot more for it, you know? So, I don't think they hear me anymore when I say this. Back inside over here. What he's saying is, Shakosh Baruch Hu Hichzir HaTorah.
And you had five seats.
Oh, they only have two? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Shakosh Baruch Hu Hichzir HaTorah HaKol Umois V'Rak Yisrael Eskim L'Kablo. That's why I wanted to show you the Pasuk over there, in Pasuk Beis of all of Tehillim. Klai Yisrael were massing to accept it. It becomes your Torah when you work on it, when you toil in it. Yehege Yom V'Layla. And he says over there in Chiddush, Ki ha-Torah hi mitzad Hashem Yisbarach l'kach hi shayeches l'kol. Ki ha-Torah hi ha-chochmo he-el-yoyne v'shayeches l'chol ha-umois. Reb Baruch, you hear this? The Torah is shayech l'chol ha-umois. This is the Maral talking. It was a Chiddush to me also. Rak mitzad ha-mekabel shayeches l'Yisrael dak. O mitzad ha-mekabel, it's ours. Av mitzad ha-Torah atzmo. But mitzvah, the Torah itself, what is it? Ein gvul eleho. There's no boundaries to it. V'hi munachas lefnei hakol. And it's in front of everyone. Everyone means everyone here. I want to tell you something. If someone would have told me this pshat, I would have been like, I don't know what you're saying. That doesn't sound like it's emes. Then he tells me that's the Maral says. I'm like, oh, really? I guess I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm to be honest with you.
That's why he wrote it.
That's why he wrote it. Im yesh kan mekabel, if there's a mekabel, it's shaykh to you if there's a mekabel. So mekabel is someone to receive it. And furthermore, he says in Perkei Avos, ki kach madreges ha-Torah el-yoyno chileles ha-kol. Ad she-ha-kol mishutofim bo. The Torah Kedoshah is chileles ha-kol. Like we say, ha-foch bo va-foch bo d'chol bo. You know why we take the Sefer Torah on simplest Torah? You know why we do backwards? So one of the reasons is based on this Mishnah, To show the tzibur, we're inside and outside, backwards and forwards. Hafachba, hafachba. Delve into the Torah, the kailuba. It's kailuba, by the way. If you look into the kulis, it's not like on the song. It's kulaba. That's a different point. The kailuba. Everything is in the Torah. Everything. That's why you're switching it backwards and forwards. We all know the famous story with the Chazon Ish, where the person came to the Chazon Ish to ask a bracha for brain surgery. The person was having the brain surgery, a lady. And she needed came for a bracha. The Chazon Ish asked, what kind of surgery? I'm about to tell you a story. If you didn't hear it, you know the story? If you don't know the story, you're going to think like, this doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And the lady explained what type of surgery the doctor said she has to have. The Chazon Ish took out a piece of paper. And he wrote down, made a diagram. And he made instructions of how to do the surgery. And he gave this to the lady. And the lady gave it to the doctor. The doctor's like, where'd you get this from? The doctor followed suit.
He listened to him?
He listened. And the way I heard the story next was that whenever there was a major surgery he had to do, he consulted with the Chazon Ish first. And when the Chaznish was nifter, he retired from doing surgery. Now I heard that story of the brain surgery. I heard it from a nephew of the lady that went to have the surgery. I met somebody today that went to Harvard Dental School. Did Chaznish go to Harvard? I don't think he went to any school, right? We all know he didn't go to any school. I don't know how he knew that. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. She al hakol, v'el hakol. The Torah is above everything. If the umos, the nations wanted the mekabel Torah, when I came, loy rotsu v'Torah, they just didn't want it. Al mitzad noisein haTorah, mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the noisein haTorah, he sheyeches el hakol. It's shaykh to everyone. Okay, this brings another place into the same point. Let's see further. Right, as we mentioned last week, a person should not make the mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave the Torah to the great scholars that they don't really make too many mistakes. Al HaTorah nosnu l'kol, but rather the Torah was given to everyone. V'lo yoymar gam kein ulay asher ezge eshge b'Torah. This person shouldn't say I might make a mistake. What's he telling us? It's not just I might make a mistake, but a person has a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah says, what do you know? Like we discussed last week. That's not for you. Especially if people start later in their life. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever hear of somebody by the name of Akiva who started at the age of 40? And it's like, I can't do this. You know the story after he got married, after the Shel Brachos. You know the story that his wife Rachel said to him, okay, it's time to go learn. And he's like, well, I know I said I'm going to learn, but I can't do it.
He said that?
That's what he said. It's brought down as a measure like this. Different midrashim. I'm going to share with you quickly, because I want to get back inside to the Maharal. But there's a medrash like this. She was a very, very smart lady, his wife, Rachel. And we know after 24 years, he told us, Tamina Shali, Shalachem, Shalahi. All my learning and your learning is all hers. But how did that come to be? He just told her, I can't go. I'm being too embarrassed. I'm going to sit down in the kindergarten with the 5-year-olds. I can't do it. So we all know the story with the rock and the water. Fine. There's another ma'isa. The ma'isa was, she says, Akiva, let's go for a walk. You know, it's newlyweds. Let's go for a walk. Besides newlyweds, they can also go for walks. And they went for a walk. And they go to the town. In the market, and he sees something, two things that he sees, which he's astounded with. He sees there's a camel, and in between the humps of the camel are tomatoes growing out from the humps of the camel. That's the first thing he sees. This thing like, what is going on here? Why are there humps? Why are the tomatoes growing out from the humps of the camel? In between the humps, you have the earth and the tomatoes growing. And the second thing he sees is that no one's astounded. He's thinking, am I Meshuggah? Am I the only one that is amazed? I've never seen this in my whole life. How come everybody's walking by like that doesn't make a difference?
Was there earth or just growing out of the skin of the camel?
No, there was earth. And
like someone packed earth.
Earth. And then there's tomatoes coming up, you know.
That is crazy.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
That's amazing.
Like the camel is a pot.
Yeah, the camel is like in between.
Yes.
But he doesn't understand. Why is everyone just walking by this camel and they're not astounded, not amazed? So Rachel says, Akiva, you okay over there? What's the matter? I see you look a little flush. You want a drink of water? So he says, Rachel, can I ask you a question? Do you see that over there? So see what? She's looking right at it, you know. That over there, the tomatoes out of the humps of the camel. Oh yeah, yeah. So what? Oh, so what? He doesn't. She says, Akiva, come here, have a seat. She pulls him aside. He sits down before he passes out, and she says, Akiva, I took that camel, I planted the earth, the tomatoes in the earth, of the humps of the camel. I did it. So why'd you do that? Says, you see all those people walking by and they think it's like normal? Because they got used to it. The first day, they were doing the same thing you're doing. They're looking at it and they're amazed. The second day, they're like, what is going on with this? I've never seen anything like this. And then eventually, they got used to it. And she said, Akiva, go learn. And the first day, you're going to be uncomfortable and the little kids and will wonder, what's this grown man sitting on this little chair next to me? And you learn aleph beis with them. And you learn how to make the bracha on tzitzis and tefillin. And then the second day, and eventually, you become normal. And kachava. Shali v'shalachem shalahi. Everything I have, he told his Talmidim, and everything you have is because of her. But the Maral is telling us here, v'lo yoymer gam kein ulay esh geba Torah. I might make a mistake. Who had this concern? But he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. I don't know anything. I'm going to sit down and learn. Dover Zeh, Pirish B'Medrash, and we discussed this last week. Heviyani Albeisa Yayin, Vidiglu Alai Ava, says Rabbi Yoina, Shnei Chaver Moeskin Bahalacha, Vazel Oimer, Beisav Shalalacha, Vazel Eino Yoimer, Beisav Shalalacha, Amerikosh Baruch, Vidiglu Alai Ava.
You're back in the
back on top, yeah, Meral. Right, was, as we mentioned last time, that they had a Machlaikis. One said one way, one said another way. We said, Amar of Acha, that what does Hashem say? Vidiglu Ava, it's beautiful to me. Whatever you said, we're not discussing the bottom line halacha l'maisa, but we're talking about the fact that you were Isaac and Torah. It doesn't matter if you make a mistake. Amar of Acha, Am Ha'orish Shekari L'Ava, Ava. You can't get like probably a worse mistake than this. Instead of saying I love you Hashem, you say I hate you Hashem. Hashem says, even when you tell me by mistake, I hate you with all my heart, not just I hate you, with all my soul. And with all my resources, that's how much I hate you. That's what the man said. That's what the man said, right? That's understand. Instead of saying ve'ahavta, he says ve'eva. Eva means hate, to despise. What does Hashem say? I love you because you made a mistake. So what is the Maral teaching us over here? Maral is telling us, and it's really, let's take a step back for a second, because really, it's the Yetzirah. He's really telling us how to fight the Yetzirah. And all the Sfarim, HaKadoshim, all these Sfarim, they're all telling us the Yetzirah is attacking us. And the Yetzirah does not want us to learn. If we all had the proper Haracha, the value of what Torah is, we wouldn't want to stop learning. Now, we can't always go learn because we have other things to do. Sometimes you have to take care of the Mishpacha. You have to go to Parnassah. You have to go buy food. But where's the Ratzon? Where's the heart? It's always to learn. I want to tell you a quick story. I know a lot of stories, and I don't, just because it popped into my head, and I figured it's appropriate to say. The story goes back around 20 years. When someone came over to me, and he said, you know, I really want to learn more. But when I'm home, you know, I have to help out in the house, and this and that. And I just don't have time. So I asked him, I said, what do you do when you have downtime? Well, when you have a few minutes for yourself. So he tells me, he takes out the paper. I said, well, if you take out a sefer, and your wife sees that when you have downtime, you're taking out the sefer, not the paper, she's going to see that it's really sincere, that when you want to go learn, it's not just that you don't want to help out in the house. This is my eighth, so I suggest that you take out the sefer, not the paper. I never heard back from him about what he did. He never told me that he wanted to take out the sefer, not the paper. But we're discussing over here to create that burning fire inside of a person that I always want to learn. And nothing, the Torah is not going to hold me back. Maybe I'll make a mistake. Nah, the Torah is for you. People think the Torah is for you. It's not for me. So in conclusion, let's just summarize what we discussed here tonight. We discussed the Zer, not the Zar. The Zer is the crown, and the crown that's on the Shulchan, that's on the Mizbeach, and that's on the Oroin. And the crown that's on the Zer, that's on the Oroin, is Olov. As opposed to Loi, as opposed to Al, and to him. Because we said that the Torah is a Seichel Nivdol. And as the Maral's words, as we explained, it's called Kulei Seichel, because that's how you connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level. And that's why Talmud Torah is connected Kulam. Because it's the highest mitzvah, as opposed to other mitzvahs that you connect to with the guf. You're taking the guf, or the physical world, and you're elevating that item. Asher kidishon mitzvah, it says, Yivano al netilas yadoyim. Reb Tzadok says, I know we're learning Maral, but because also Reb Tzadok, Reb Tzadok says that when you make a bracha, Asher kidishon mitzvah, you know what you're doing? You are injecting kedush inside of yourself. It's like going to the spiritual doctor, roll pill, pulling up your sleeve, he puts the alcohol pan there, gives you a shot of Kedusha. When you're doing that, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoysov v'tzivonu, and whatever bracha you make.
Only if you make the bracha, like the Maaseh doesn't do it, the bracha does it?
He's explaining, it's a good point, but it's a good question. The bracha, the Maaseh of course does it. The Maaseh of course is getting
Kedusha.
The bracha also. The bracha is explaining what's happening. You are bringing Kedusha inside of yourself.
Right.
You are adding Kedusha into your guf. You're elevating yourself. You're taking the guf and bringing it into the neshama. That's the whole tachas of this world. Is it the person on top of the bronco? The bronco, right? Who's gonna win? The guf or the neshama? And here, the Maral, he doesn't say the words that I'm telling you how to fight the Yetzirah. But this is one of the reasons why people don't come to learn. They think it's not shaykh to me. I'll make mistakes. I don't know. I hear it. I'm telling you, we discussed this. And says the Maral, no. You have to know it's yours.
What's really cool is when people start learning and then they become comfortable with trying mitzvahs. Because the learning goes well, because people have brains and they can think
and they realize it is shaykh to me.
Because I mean, for me, I didn't have any benching. I never heard of it. You know, all those like maisa mitzvahs, like those are to me very hard to break into. But the limud that gets your confidence going, like you said,
confidence is very important.
Get the confidence going, get the betuach atzmi rocking. Then like you start oh that's shaykh, otherwise you get that like day camp thing, like oh. They all went to Camp Ramah. I didn't. I guess I can't be from.
But the mitzvahs to do before, I mean, again, from an outside, they're weird. Arba Minim is weird. I mean, they're weird.
Right.
Zar.
It's weird.
Zar.
The mitzvah that Hashem gives the kashers, it's weird.
Right, you can't relate to it. Right, from an outside.
There's no seichel to it. It's a chok. Hashem says you do it.
Even the mishpatim have a chelek of a chok to it.
Yeah. But you can't explain a lot of the mitzvahs. You can't explain them.
I want to share with you one more last piece over here.
But
conclude this.
It makes you more comfortable.
Yes, it brings you into it.
Yeah.
The Maral in Perek Ayin. We are now in the Hakdama.
You're very quiet.
It's fine. That's good. We are in the Hakdama. In Perek Ayin, he says something so beautiful, so phenomenal. And it's actually here on the bottom. Yeah. It's actually in the footnote in Perek Ayin.
Oh, so we're not going to have it.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what he says outside. I'll tell you what he says like this. We know that the Anania covered was b'schus who?
Last parak.
The Anania covered. He tells us here in the Banner, Harbin says, go look over there in Parakai. And that's what I was looking at before. The Anania covered was b'schus who? Or Aaron the Kain. When Aaron was nifter, it went away. The Be'er was b'schus who? Miriam. When she was nifteris, it went away. What does Chazal tell us? But b'schus Moshe, he brought back the Be'er, he brought back the Anania covered. Explains the Maran. Because Aaron the Kohen is Kahuna. Miriam is Malchus. David comes from Miriam. As Rashi brings down right by right. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. Al Hakol brings everything back. Talmud Torah is connected Kulam. It's the greatest. Al Hakol. It brought back the Nani covered, brought back the bear. That's what he says over here.
Beautiful.
Shkoyach, thank you.